So what have the last couple of months of development been like?
Naughty Dog has been working. We've been working super hard to put as much spit and polish on this game as possible. We're known for really, really getting into a mode towards the end of the development cycle where we just are become almost perfectionists and we just want to get the best quality product out the door. So it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of long hours, but you know, we feel like we've really nailed it and it's paid off.
What have you been focusing on the most the past couple of months?
Past couple months, I mean, there's been a few different things. We got all our teams working on different aspects of the game. You know, we want to get the AI right. The AI we've been working on since day one, pretty much, and we've just been perfecting it and honing it. You know, the multiplayer, we've been figuring out how to make that the most fun possible and really an enjoyable aspect of the game. We also want to, you know, just you know, the narrative, the cinematic, all that stuff is kind of locked. You know, what the characters are, you know, what the world's like, and now you just got to make it sing and make the lighting awesome, make the animation awesome, make the combat awesome, make it just look pretty and make it fun and give it that sort of Naughty Dog feel, and we feel like that's what we've been doing.
This kind of sings one-player solo experience, so how is multiplayer going to work?
So yeah, multiplayer, it's very much tied to the single player, that sort of same, you know, tense gameplay you feel, that is sort of like any moment you can, you know, something might be moment to moment, there's going to be something that you're going to need to do to survive is in multiplayer. So we've really been pushing single player forward, so people have a good understanding of what we've created. We feel like we've created a new genre. We feel like we've created the genre of survival action, and that genre has certain characteristics of survival horror and certain characteristics of action adventure, but it's its own thing that's really just unique. And the multiplayer sort of feeds and learns a lot from the single player. So we're going to talk about it in a few days. I don't want to give away too much about how it works. But, you know, honestly, we want everybody to make sure they get a chance to get hands-on with the single player so they understand how multiplayer works.
At this point, how long do you think the game will be?
It's my most ambitious game to date. So, I mean, it depends on how much you want to explore the environments. You know, we really encourage that. Honestly, some of the time it's the only way you're going to stay alive, by scavenging and crafting and looking around the worlds. So, you know, the game, you know, we've said before that it's a 12 to 16 hour game, but that's on the conservative short side. It can go much longer, and to platinum you're going to have to really put some effort into it. We just revealed the trophy stuff today, and that platinum trophy, that's a doozy.
So what would some of the trophies entail?
So, for instance, there's a lot of collectibles in the game. So if you go through the game world, you know, you'll find different artifacts, you'll find different comic books and things like that, and Firefly pendant. So each of those, if you collect all those in the game, you'll unlock trophies. Some of the other trophies just involve leveling up the characters. Some of it just chapter completion, and then there's some multiplayer stuff in there too. You know, one of my favorite ones is the Firefly pendant trophy. We have 30 Firefly pendants in the game, and they actually all bear the name of some of our biggest fans. We ran a contest, and we had 24 people win that contest, and then we had 6 fans that, you know, we just knew were Uber fans and wanted to be in the game, and so we put them in the game, and we're happy that we got to that opportunity to do that.
Do you guys have any thoughts, or are you guys second-guessing a little bit the AI? I mean, even on easy, it appears the game is really tough.
I don't feel like, you know, it depends on the skill of the player. I feel like the AI system, we put so much love into making sure that you can, there's a challenge present, because we want it to be about survival. And, you know, in that moment-to-moment survival, there's always got to be a bit of a challenge. But, you know, when I'm playing on normal or playing on hard, you know, like, we've had people beat the game at their own pace. It's just learning the combat systems, and we feel like that's really what we've done. The gameplay is so unique, and you got to learn this sort of survival action gameplay, that as people learn to pick it up, it'll make a lot more sense.
So this game uses the same engine that the Uncharted games have used in the past. Mm-hmm. How have you guys kind of stretched and refined
There's been a ton of tweaks to it. You know, like we just keep building that engine and making it sing on the PS3. Lighting was completely redone. AI was completely redone. You know, the sound design, there was a lot of work just to make it sort of dynamic and have that negative space that we need for the gameplay and for the sound. So it's one of those things where we feel like, you know, we've hit a nice medium with the technology and the story we were trying to tell, and it's looks pretty great.
Maybe a little too early for you guys to tell, but are you planning any DLC?
Yeah, we're planning some DLC. We're gonna have a season pass that we recently announced, and it's our first time ever doing story-based DLC. It's going to be single-player, our first time ever doing single-player story-based DLC. And that means, you know, we have this is a very complex tale. There's a lot of layers to it, so we have more of the story to tell, and we want to get that out to people. Also, we're going to do some multiplayer DLC that we're going to announce exactly what that is down the road, and single-player DLC, we're figuring out. We got some ideas, but we're not really sure what it's going to take shape as. And we got to get all the, you know, our actors back in the studio, that sort of thing. So we're really excited to work on that and continue it.
There's just been so much buzz about this game it's almost a year that there's been so much buzz about it. Any pressure from you guys? How do you guys feel? I mean, the commercials are coming out, you guys are getting tons of retweets and Facebooks, and, you know, how do you guys feel moving forward with the release date, you know,
It's that weird moment, and you go around the studio and people are sort of relieved, but at the same time they're on edge because they just, you know, it's almost like, you know, everybody compares it to giving birth or that sort of thing, because you've lived with it and it's been in your house for so long, and then you're just pushing it out into the world, and you're going to see how it's received and how people respond to it. And, you know, I feel like we always put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves just to do better and better with each game we put out. And, you know, even, you know, create new things. And I really feel like we've hit this mark with this game where we created this new genre, and we're really proud of what we've done there. You know, we're going to hear what people have to say about it. But it's exciting. It's super exciting, and at the same time, completely frightening.
So middle of June, game comes out, someone comes over to you, and they say how the game affects them.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect world, what would you have them say to you?
In a perfect world, I would say that they, you know, they really dug Joel and Ellie and bought into their characters, and they want to hear more. They want to hear more of this tale, that this taught them something about the nature of humanity in these conditions. You know, really, essentially, what this game is, it's a story of about redemption. It's a story about loyalty and love, and it's a story about the human condition in a lot of ways, where, you know, you're thrust into this environment that's completely foreign but very familiar at the same time. So there's a lot of familiarity, even though it's unfamiliar, and you got to make do, and you got to figure out how you survive. You know, like I think about it, and like what I would do without my iPhone for a day, and it's like crazy to even think about that. But, you know, these people are living in this world where, you know, there's no running water, there's no mass media, there's no internet, there's no all these things and luxuries we take for granted. And you know, if people just take a second and play this game and think about, like, maybe what they would think of, how they would behave in that environment and what that would mean, that would be great to hear.